There's 100,000 streets in this city. Now, you give me a time and a place, I give you a 5-minute window. Anything happens in that 5 minutes and I'm yours. No matter what. Anything happens a minute either side of that and you're on your own. Do you understand? Good. And you won't be able to reach me on this phone again.
Boring, just like you asked for, but I dropped in 300 horses on the inside. She is gonna fly. Look like a zombie, kid. You getting any sleep? I can offer you some Benzedrine, Dexedrine, caffeine, nicotine. Oh, you don't smoke. That's right. Better off. There she is. Chevy Impala, most popular car in the state of California. No one will be looking at you.
Get in.
Relax, man.
Davis. Any second, though, and that brings his team to within four. Pierce off the dribble to Garnett, who is...
dispatch, a inbound on Spit.
Cuckoo comes down, another rebound.
Copy that, car 52.
Let's get out of here.
It's hard to explain.
Hey, kid.
You know what? Director wants to see a rollover. You okay with that? Remember, if you don't feel good, just abort the shot. There's no shame in that, all right? I mean, you're doubling for the star, you know, like a day player, I think. And I got you 500 more, huh? Of course, we split that. You okay? Ready to go? All right. Counting on you.
Before I put you on camera, you just sign this contract. It just basically releases liability to the company in case you die, get maimed, or seriously injured.
Action!
Oh, kid, that was fantastic. Just fantastic. Okay, how you doing? You all right? You're good, you're good. That was perfect.
Where should I put this?
In the kitchen. Thank you. Just a second.
Scary. Hey, you want a toothpick?
Sure. You want a glass of water?
Okay. Thanks.
So you just moved to LA?
No, I've been here for a while.
You're just new here?
Mm-hmm.
That's Benicio's father.
Where is he?
He's in prison.
Oh.
What do you do?
I drive.
Like a limo driver?
No, like for movies.
Oh. You mean all the car chases and stuff?
Yeah.
Isn't that dangerous?
It's only part-time. Mostly I work at a garage.
Where?
Reseda Boulevard. I gotta go.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for the water.
Say bye.
Mr. Rose, your food, sir.
Okay.
Chicken chow mein and some Peking duck.
Okay. Where are the chopsticks?
Oh, you know, the guy just...
Go get them. Go get them. I don't want that. I don't want that. You eat it. Chopsticks and a fortune cookie. Put out the fucking cigarette. I'm eating. I'm sorry. What's the matter with you?
I'm just... having all the ashtrays in this town.
You run a perfectly good business. I don't know why you want to change now.
You know how much my business made last year? 30 grand. I can build a car in 6 months, and in 6 seconds, these jerks write it off as a stunt that won't even make it into the movie. Mm-hmm. You see, all I need is a hard-used stock car. That's all. Now, I figure we start off with a small-town circuit, and we work our way up. Once we get to the show, we're talking millions.
At the chopsticks, sir.
Yeah. Where's the cookies? Forget it. You know, forget it. So you still haven't given me a number.
All right. $430,000.
Oh.
Mr. Rose, I wouldn't come to you with this unless I was absolutely sure about it.
How can you be sure, Shannon? What do you got that the big professional race teams don't?
I got the driver.
You just told me they had half a dozen drivers.
Not like this one. This kid is special. I've been working with him for a while. I've never seen anything like it. I had the money, I'd back him myself.
Yeah, but you don't have the money.
Mr. Rose, you put this kid behind the wheel. There's nothing he can't do. We'll go around that racetrack at 200 miles an hour.
Okay.
Fuck eating sink food in my fucking restaurant.
What's a Jew doing running a pizzeria? You remember Shannon?
Take a fucking hike. I want to talk to my partner. I'm just fucking with you. How you doing, Shannon? How's the fucking leg?
I paid my debt.
I'll think about it. Okay? But I want to meet the kid first.
That's all I ask.
And meet somebody. Whatever you do like about the car, don't say anything. I want to drive the price down a little bit. Kid, I want you to meet Mr. Bernie Rose.
Nice to meet you.
My hands are a little dirty.
So am I. Good driving out here.
Thanks.
Good kid. So, what do you think? We get the 400?
I'll give you 300 for 70%.
Done. Right, good. Won't be sorry. Just broke down, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to take a look at it?
Yes.
All right. We got all our bays full. Hey, pal, just drop it down here. We'll push it in, all right? We want to push her into number 3. The car, not you.
Oh, good. Hi.
Hi.
You two know each other.
Don't.
Oh, look at that.
We're neighbors.
Neighbors?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, we'll try to be neighborly, too.
You blinked.
What? Can I call a cab from here?
Yeah, sure. What am I talking about? You and the kid are neighbors, right? He can take you.
Oh, no, I feel bad.
No, don't even think twice about it. He'd be happy to do it. He's a good guy. You know, he walked into my shop here about 5 or 6 years ago, right out of the blue, asking for a job. So I put him to the test, see what he can do. Kid's amazing.
Yeah.
So I hire him on the spot. Boom. At about half the wages I normally pay. He didn't blink an eye. Hey, kid, come over here for a second, will you? And I have been exploiting him ever since. Shh, don't tell him. Look, looks like we have a bigger problem than I thought. We're gonna have to keep the car here for a few days. So, I offered your services to take Benicio and Irene home. Would that be okay?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I don't have wheels in my car.
Okay.
It's one thing you should know about me.
We'll put the tires on.
You got 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to see something?
Yeah.
Okay.
good time.
Me too.
I'm sorry if I put you on the spot showing up like that.
Her bumps and bruises, that's just fiberglass. That's easily replaceable. A coat of paint on there, some sponsor decals. Look at the tread on the tires, still good, huh? We're in business.
You pay 300 fucking grand for this piece of shit?
I paid for it, out of my own pocket. This is just a shell. It's the inside that counts, not the outside, right, Shannon?
You are correct, sir.
Fuck that shit. I pay 300 for something I want everybody to fucking see.
Of course you do.
Now this, that is one motherfucking fine-ass pussy-mobile motherfucker. Damn!
Shannon, sell him the car.
You know, he wouldn't be able to find pussy in a whorehouse. You know what? This car will even make you good-looking.
Well, I'm already good-looking, pal.
How's it going? When's our first race?
Pretty soon.
You gonna be ready?
I hope so.
I hope so. Hey, no false modesty. I got a lot of money in this. Did Shannon ever tell you how we met?
No.
I used to produce movies in the 80s. Kind of like action films, sexy stuff. One critic called them European. I thought they were shit. Anyway, he arranged all the cars for me, did all the stunts. I liked him. I liked having him around, even though he overcharged the shit out of me. His next business venture, he got involved with some of Nino's friends. They didn't go for the overcharging bit. They broke his pelvis. He's never had a lot of luck. The reason I'm telling you this is that he has a lot invested in you. And so do I. So anything you need, you call me. We're a team now. I'm excited. Let's get out of here! Nino!
Is he a bad guy?
Yeah.
How can you tell? because he's a shark.
There's no good sharks?
No. I mean, just look at him. Does he look like a good guy to you?
Good. This is Cindy.
That was my husband's lawyer. He's coming home in a week.
You know, we're here celebrating, but it's a shameful thing, what I did. And I have a lot of making up to do to everyone. But second chances are rare, right? And that's worth celebrating, right? So I want to make a toast to that lady right there. Thanks for staying. I love you, Rini. Salud.
Sorry about the noise.
I was gonna call the cops.
I wish you would.
Oh, getting heavier. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. How you doing?
Hi.
This guy's been telling me a lot about you. Says you've been coming around helping out a lot. Yeah, helping out. Is that right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's very nice. That's nice of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You drive for the movies? Yeah.
I can take that.
No, I got it. Let mommy talk to her friend. Have a good night.
Shannon's buddy, right? We met last year. You drove me and my brother back from Palm Springs. That's right. We hired another wheel man. I spent 6 months in jail. My brother, he got himself killed. I got this sweet job coming up.
How about this? Shut your mouth. Or I'll kick your teeth down your throat and I'll shut it for you.
Nice seeing you again.
It's okay. Come here. Don't be scared. Look. Don't tell mommy, okay? Okay, it's a secret between the boys.
You were naughty to play.
Who were they?
What the fuck are you gonna do? You gonna go beat them up for me? Nice stunt guy?
Why the fuck do you want to know who they are? Huh? There's some guys that want me to do a job for them, and I'm not gonna do it.
That's who they are.
And what's the job? Want me to rob a pawn shop in the valley?
Why?
Because I owe him some protection money from when I was inside. It was 2,000 bucks. And as soon as I got out, oh, it's 5,000 bucks. Oh, no, actually, it's $10,000, $20,000. Tomorrow, I don't know what the fuck it's going to be.
What are you going to do?
That's a really good question. They said they're going to come after Benicio and Irene next.
You okay? You want something to drink? What is that you got there? Can I see? One of those men gave you that?
Mm-hmm. He told me not to lose it.
You want me to keep that for you?
Okay. Good.
You just saying that?
No. What do you mean?
I saw that Standard was in an accident.
Yeah.
What happened?
He got beat up.
Mm-hmm. Why?
These drunk kids. You should come over. Huh? You should come and see him.
You wanna hear a story? You wanna hear how Mommy and me met?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. We were at a party, and she was 19 years old.
17.
You weren't 17.
I was.
Wow. So it was illegal?
Yeah.
All right. So I illegally walked over to a 17-year-old girl, and I walk up and I say, "Hello, miss. What is your name?" And she didn't say anything. And then I said, "Well, my name is Standard Gabriel." And what did you say?
I said, "Where's the deluxe version?"
She's kinda sharp. Oh, man, it killed me. And then a year later, you popped out, man.
life.
Drive for you, you get your money. That's a guarantee. You tell me where we start, where we're going afterwards. I give you 5 minutes when we get there. Anything happens in that 5 minutes, and I'm yours, no matter what. Anything a minute either side of that, and you're on your own. I don't sit in while you're running it down. I don't carry a gun. I drive.
You look like you're hard to work.
Not if we understand each other.
What's to understand?
I can't do this thing alone.
You got Blanche.
Come on, man.
She's beautiful. Look at her. Fuck you rolling your eyes at for? You know what? Get the fuck out of here. Get up. Stand here. Take her with you and go get her a fucking Coke. Okay, here's the deal. This much for Blanche. This much for that asshole, minus what he owes me. And this much for you. You still interested? Good. Anything else?
When you get your money, his debt's paid. He's out for good. You never go near his family again. You understand?
Here with my family and my new friend, and toast to the future. To our future.
See you in 5 minutes. See you in 4.
much did Cook say you were going to get?
$40,000.
Stay here.
When was the last time you saw your husband? Can you answer the question?
Benicio, is that you?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
Your mother there?
She's sitting down talking to the police.
Okay, just tell her I'm gonna call her back, okay?
Okay, bye.
He has been identified as Standard Gabriel of Echo Park, Los Angeles. Other details are unclear, but the owner of the pawn shop told reporters that Gabriel acted alone and that the items he had stolen had been recovered.
And it appears as if other street criminals may have adopted a...
He saw you take the money, and he saw you get in the car. Then why didn't he say anything?
I have no idea.
Did you have any idea there'd be a second car? Got us killed, and now you're lying to me. So how about this? From now on, every word out of your mouth is the truth, or I'm gonna hurt you. Do you understand? Now what did Cook tell you?
He said there would be another car to hold us up, but he didn't say anything about all this money. He didn't say anything.
You were gonna rip us off? What's his real name?
He says it's Crisp. I just call Cook.
You're gonna take me to him right now. Do you understand?
Thank you.
I could keep it safe for you if you want.
Just,
this guy Cook. Does he have a real name?
Chris. Maybe.
I'll ask Bernie. See if he knows him. She's like, can't stop thinking about what we could do with all that dough.
Just,
all right. You know, a lot of guys mess around with married women, but you're the only one I know who robs a joint just to pay back the husband. Crazy. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
Where's Cook?
He's in the dressing room.
Where's that?
It's over there.
Gonna come get it. No, don't get it.
Called him.
Somebody called Nino.
Do you remember this? Nino?
No, sorry, pal. Why don't you call back later? We're closed.
I could, but I think Nino would be upset that you made him wait.
Can I ask what this is about?
I have something of his.
And that would be?
$1 million.
Please hold.
You got something fucking belongs to me.
seems that way.
And you call him me? Why? You expect me to buy my own shit back from you?
I'm not selling it. I'm gonna give you a time and a place and you're gonna come and get it. Do you understand?
What do you get out of it?
Just that. Out of it.
And your partners are happy with that?
I don't have any partners.
You discuss this with anybody else?
No, just you.
You're not very good at this, are you?
Can I talk to you for a minute?
I can't talk. I have to go.
Can I just walk with you for... something. Standard was into some guys in prison for a lot of money. And they were gonna hurt you and Benicio if he didn't pay it. He asked me for my help. It just went wrong. I'm sorry. I still got the money. You could have it if you wanted to. You could take Benicio. I just thought you could get out of here if you wanted. I could come with you. I could look out for you.
Sorry, wrong floor.
in my apartment, she had. How do you know where I live?
I told you I was gonna call Bernie. I just wanted him to know that it wasn't about that. You're not interested in the money, that you just did it for the girl.
No! I didn't do this.
Fucking dreams.
Calm down.
You told him we're brought
him. Calm down, kid.
I said, just calm down.
Kill you! You told him about Irene.
Listen, I just wanted him to know that as soon as you returned the money, that was the end of it. That's all. I didn't know. How was I supposed to know? How was I supposed to know that? Okay? Look, let me just talk to Bernie, okay?
Yeah. Now you gotta fuck everything up, shit.
Huh?
Why you gotta fuck everything up? They're gonna come looking for me, and they're gonna come for you. Do you understand? You gotta get out of here, and you gotta get out now. Listen to me, Shane. Listen. You get out of here and you never fucking come back. You never come back. What are you gonna do?
I already gave you my advice. You should have taken the money and left the guy alone.
It's not that simple, Bernie.
No, of course not. Now that it's bounced up in your face.
You know, I owe you this guy. Just give me a little time and I'll get rid of him.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking monkey.
The money belonged to some half-ass wise guy out of Philly. Now, I got tipped off. He was stashing $1 million in a pawn shop. He was going to invest it here in L.A. He was going to set up a rival operation.
So you stole from the East Coast mob?
No, I stole from some jumped-up punk who was trying to step on our act.
Yeah? Then why didn't you come to me before you set up this dummy robbery? Before you hire this piece of shit?
This is something off to the side, Bernie. I didn't want to involve you in this.
Well, I'm involved now. I'm going to tell you something. Anybody finds out you stole from the family, we're both dead.
What fucking family? The family who still calls me a fucking kike? To my face? Yeah, I'm 59 years old, Bernie. They still pinch my cheek like I'm some fucking kid. Family.
The money always flows up, Izzy. You know that.
That's why this driver's gotta go, Bernie. Gotta go. And your pal Shannon, I mean, these are the only two guys who can tie me to this robbery.
Now it's your turn to clean up after me. All these priceless cars. One would think you'd have better locks.
Why? Door's always open to you.
Going somewhere?
Thinking about it.
I'm looking for your driver.
You break in here, I figure it's bad news.
No, Shannon. It's bad luck. 2,000 heists a year in this city. He has to pick the wrong one.
He tried to put it right.
Well, he picked the wrong guy for that, too. My partner is a belligerent asshole with his back against the wall. Right now, so am I. If I don't set this straight, I'm in big trouble. Any idea where he might be?
Mexico. Or maybe it was Belize.
Really? I was getting excited about this whole thing. My name on a car. I mean, look how beautiful. I wanted to see my name on this thing. I think we would have made a go at this business. Don't worry. Don't worry. That's it. It's done. There's no pain. It's over. It's over.
The sun rising from the river nature's miracle once more will light the world, but this light is not for the day, a brighter day. The sun now embraces nature. And from nature we should learn that all can start again. As the stars must
get out of here.
On the telephone.
You know who this is.
Where is Nino?
He's gone.
I think this has gone on long enough. You see any reason for it to continue? What do you say we meet?
Why would I want to do that?
Well, you, me, and your girlfriend are the only players left. How's that for a reason?
When?
Tomorrow. There's a place on Sherman Way. It's a restaurant called The Great Wall. You know it?
I'll find it.
Can I talk to you? I won't keep you long. to go somewhere now. I don't think I can come back. I just wanted you to know. Just getting to be around you, it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
You bring the money. Here's what I'm prepared to offer. You give me the money, the girl is safe. Forever. Nobody knows about her. She's off the map. I can't offer you the same. So, this is what I would suggest. We conclude our deal, we'll shake hands. You start the rest of your life. Any dreams you have, or plans, or hopes for your future, I think you're gonna have to put that on hold. For the rest of your life, you're gonna be looking over your shoulder. I'm just telling you this because I want you to know the truth. But the girl is safe. Where's the money now?
It's in the car.
Ah!